From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Jackson Health System announced a significant expansion into West Miami-Dade County on Friday, unveiling plans for a major outpatient center with emergency rooms and specialized pediatric care. WLRN Miami Herald reporter Rick Stone tells us the new facility will be in the city of Doral.
Jackson CEO Carlos Migoya told reporters the $70 million facility will be a godsend in Doral, as well as the rest of the rapidly developing Western County.
We're first of all getting Jackson Medicine closer to residents throughout the community, and specifically coming into a community where there really is no emergency care with a good 4 to 6 mile radius.
Pending approval by the county commission, Jackson will pay $15 million of its own money to acquire the 27-acre site west of the Palmetto Expressway and north of Northwest 25th Street. The rest of the funding for the land, construction, and equipment will come from the county's miracle building bond issue. Doral's vice mayor, Sandra Ruiz, said Jackson's expansion vindicates Doral's decision to become a city in the first place.
We understood that geographically we were in a very important area for the county as a whole. So bringing Jackson West to our area basically demonstrate that Doral is not only about Doral, but it's also about servicing all of West Dade.
And there may even be an expansion to the expansion. Migoya says there are tentative plans to develop a medical mall to offer outpatient surgery, dialysis, chemotherapy, and other services on the Doral site. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
The new and much-debated Florida Standards Assessments, or FSA, test begins today. It replaces the Florida Comprehensive Assessment Test, or commonly known as FCAT. Students in grades 4 through 10 will begin taking the writing portion starting today. Between March 23rd and May 8th, kids in grades 3 through 10 will take an English language arts test, and students in grades 3 through 8 will begin a math test. The FSA test uses questions that were fielded in Utah, where more than half of the students there failed it, and that state is now debating whether to dump the test. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.